Jesus, the Missing Years, by Walter Parks. Read by Alex Hyde-White. Chapter 1. Introduction. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 8:32. Over 2,000 years ago, in a land of historical turmoil, a baby boy was born. It was the beginning of the greatest story of all time. He was the baby Jesus. We are taught that he was the Son of God that took true human form here on earth. He started his human life as a helpless baby. He began to understand that he should be about his father's business when he was 12 years old, but he was not ready to start his ministry until he was in his 30s. How did he progress in his human life from the helpless baby to the world's most worshipped God? What was he thinking during this progression? How did he deal with his human emotions, his early childhood doubts? He had to have emotions and doubts, or he would not have been human. And the Bible tells us that God sent Jesus to live among us as a human. What preparations did Jesus need to get ready for his ministry? Where did he make these preparations? Why does the Bible not tell us where he was when he made these preparations? Why does the Bible not address any of these questions? And why does the Bible not even mention him or his activities for the 20 years prior to his ministry? Jesus is very important to us. We need to have the answers. We need to know the truth. It is my belief that the truth is always out there. You just have to find it. I searched the Bible, the Dead Sea Scrolls, the Nag Hammadi Codices, and other ancient documents for clues to the truth. I studied the writings of the ancient historians and philosophers, Flavius Josephus of the Jews, Philo the Jew of Alexandria, Egypt, Pliny the Elder of Rome, Hippolytus of Rome, Dio Chrysostom of Greece, and others. I could not find absolutely conclusive written answers to all the questions. I continued looking. Then, using the evidence that I did find, I began to consider and analyze the likely actions of the people around the young Jesus, the actions that the Bible does tell us about. I even tried to imagine the evolving thoughts of the young human Jesus himself. Then it all began to come together. I believe I found the fundamental truth. Let us review the available evidence, my analytical suppositions, and my conclusions to see if you too arrive at similar conclusions. We will start with what we know of his birth. The birth of Jesus. The Bible tells us that Jesus was born in the small town of Bethlehem. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem. Matthew 2:1. Saying, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." Matthew 2:2. Luke gives us additional detail in that he tells us that Jesus was born in a stable and placed in a manger. And they, the shepherds, came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Luke 2:16. The birth of the Messiah in Bethlehem had been prophesied. But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. Micah 5:2. So the Bible tells us that Jesus was born according to the prophecies of old, and perhaps just as importantly, that he was born on earth as a human baby. The fact that he was a human that led a human life is very important for two reasons. It makes us realize that he could better understand us and our needs than could an abstract spiritual God, and it tells us that he would have special needs to transition from a human baby to the Messiah and to our God. Date of Jesus' birth. Tradition holds that Jesus was born in 0 A.D., as set by a monk in the 6th century A.D., when he attempted to divide all the time between the time before Jesus and the time after the birth of Jesus. But it appears that the monk made an error in stating the year of his birth. The Bible tells us that